presentation, 10th of April, patient Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E, Garbarino, G-A-R-B-A-R-I-N-O, date of birth 2/24/1942. Lucille Garbarino was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodules per paragraph. Previous to coma, she had an aspiration biopsy from her thyroid nodule, but 5 years ago, which apparently had was benign per paragraph. On this visit, coma, there are no symptoms of hypothyroidism, and she denied problems with swallowing or hoarseness per paragraph. Past history significant for multinodular goiter, coma, hypertension, coma, hyperlipidemia, and acid reflux per paragraph. Family history is notable for her mother having hypothyroidism per paragraph. Social history, she has worked as a cashier but is now retired, comma, does not smoke and rarely drinks alcohol per paragraph. Current medication, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, comma, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, comma, lovastatin 20 milligrams daily, comma, trazodone 50 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable. Trust systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 138 over 80, comma, weight 136 pounds, BMI 27, period, the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was on palpable, there was no abnormal lymph nodes and masses of palpable in the neck, but the heart cells and other lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, I reviewed recent tests, including a TSH of 1.2, comma, an ultrasound of her thyroid gland showing a 3.3 centimeter nodule in the left lower lobe and a 1.2 centimeter nodule in the right upper pole per paragraph. As previous final aspiration biopsy was benign, comma, and the radiologic appearance indicates that they are most likely benign, comma, I recommend observation for now with a repeat ultrasound of the thyroid gland and thyroid function tests in October 2023. Paragraph, next patient. Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y-R, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, date of birth 8/24/1957. Audrey Davis was seen for evaluation of multinodular goiter. Paragraph, she has had a previous multinodular goiter diagnosed by ultrasound in 2020, and the previous findings revealed subcentimeter nodules in the thyroid gland. Per paragraph, she has no specific symptoms of a thyroid hormone imbalance at this time. Per paragraph, past history is otherwise notable for hypertension and depression. Per paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Paragraph, social history, she has worked at a desk at Comerica Bank, does not smoke, and does not drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, colon Wellbutrin 150 milligrams daily, comma, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, comma, meloxicam 50 milligrams bedtime, and lovastatin, losartan 100 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, general review, this otherwise unremarkable trust systems evaluated apart from sleep apnea, period. Paragraph, exhalation, blood pressure 136 over 80, comma, weight 253 pounds, BMI is 46.3, period. The thyroid gland was non-palpable, there was no neck lymph adenopathy, period. The house with normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, I reviewed recent tests, which included TSH of 1.01, comma, normal, and an ultrasound of the thyroid gland showing it to be small in size with sub-centimeter nodules noted in both lobes. Per paragraph, impression, small multinodular goiter with normal thyroid balance and morbid obesity. Per paragraph, at this point I recommend observation with a follow-up visit in 1 year's time with repeat ultrasound of her thyroid gland. Per paragraph, end of dictation.